timing is very important. Already we are doing work which was supposed to be done 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We are looking forward to this second meeting and looking forward to it. Our expectation is that government is going to meet our demand, because we understand that we have a government that responds, that is willing to respond to our demands, that is aware of our needs, and that is politically prepared, I want to believe, to make sure that our needs are met. So there is no reason why we shouldn't be having that meeting this week, and I see no reason why our demand is not going to be met. So it is important that we resume that process. It is also important before people go back to work, before schools open, before workers start traveling, it is important to do planning, because there are a lot of financial demands that different workers have to meet. For example, with regards to schooling, students are having to change schools in order to assume Form 1 or Grade 1. So it is important that we go through that second meeting and that it becomes the final meeting that is going to clarify the outstanding matter of salaries and other conditions of service that are related to non-monetary incentives.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe is talking of a strike if schools should open next week without a deal. Where does the Apex Council and ZIMTA stand on this?
Right. First of all, on behalf of the Apex Council, we have not yet taken such a resolution, because we still have faith in the process of negotiations that is going on. So before we conclude that process of negotiations, we cannot take a new resolution. It is only after we have received the response from government, particularly this week during the second meeting, that we can convene and make any other resolution which is going to inform how we proceed going forward. On the part of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, I'm aware that there are a lot of activities that are going on, particularly this week and next week, where we are having provincial general meetings. That is a process of consultation as well. But I want to believe that at the moment, as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, we are still holding on to the process of negotiating, which we believe is the best way going forward. The dialogue will be the best way going forward at this particular point in time.